Welcome to Learn About Law. My name is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you find this video and podcast helpful. If you need some help, please feel free to call us at 630-324-6666.
Hello, this is Matt with Learn About Law. Have you heard the news? Governor Pritzker is set to sign Senate Bill 208, which means Illinois is joining Nevada and Maine as the third state in the U.S. to require mandatory paid leave for workers. The Paid Leave for All Workers Act will go into effect on January 1st, 2024, granting almost all Illinois workers 40 hours of paid leave within any 12-month period. So let's dive into some of the details of this new employment law. First up, who's covered? Well, all employees in Illinois are covered by the new act, except for railroad employees, temporary college or higher education institution employees, public school district employees, park district employees, and employees covered by a collective bargaining agreement. So if you are not in one of those categories, this new law applies to you. But what if your employer already has a local ordinance regarding paid leave? Don't worry, local ordinances take precedence over the new act. This means that if your employer already has a municipal or county ordinance that requires them to give paid leave to employees, such as paid sick leave, the new act doesn't apply to them. But any local ordinance must give employees equal or better benefits or rights as granted by the act. So how much paid leave is required? Employers have the choice of either front-loading the 40 hours of paid leave or using an accrual system where employees earn 1 hour of paid leave for every 40 hours worked. Employees can cap accrued leave at 40 hours annually, and they can carry over paid leave from one 12-month period to the next unless their employer chooses to front-load the leave. Now let's talk about using the leave. Paid leave can only be used once an employee has completed 90 calendar days of employment, and the minimum increment of use for payment may be set reasonably by the employer. Employers may also set a minimum increment of use for paid leave, but it cannot be more than 2 hours. And if an employee's shift is less than 2 hours, the minimum increment of use will be the length of their scheduled shift. But what about the pay rate? The employee's hourly pay rate will be paid for the hours of paid leave under the Act. Employers must pay employees paid gratuities and commissions the full minimum wage. Now on to policies requiring notice. 7 days of advance notice may be needed for paid leave, but if the leave is unforeseeable, employees only need to give notice as soon as possible. Employers cannot require documentation to support the paid leave. And finding a replacement employer to cover hours during which another employee uses paid leave is prohibited. Lastly, let's talk about enforcement. The Illinois Department of Labor is responsible for enforcing the new act. Employees have 3 years to file complaints with the Illinois Department of Labor regarding alleged violations, and employers found violating the provisions of the act are subject to damages, attorney's fees, and civil penalties. So there you have it. Illinois is joining the growing number of states that require mandatory paid leave for workers. Remember, the new law goes into effect on January 1st, 2024, so make sure you know your rights and talk to your employer about any questions or concerns you may have. And as always, stay tuned for more updates on employment laws and regulations. Thanks for watching. To learn more, check out the article linked below. Be sure to leave any questions you have in the comment section and subscribe for more legal news daily.
Hello again, this is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you enjoyed the video and podcast. If you did, we'd love it if you'd subscribe to our channel. If you need legal help in this or any other area of law, please do not hesitate to reach out and schedule a consultation. Please email us, book online, or call us at 630-324-6666. We have many locations for your convenience, and we serve all of Illinois. So thanks again for watching.